Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's where we're at with the Hells Bells. You never want to hear that again. Look, I like Ryan Helsley. I love the acquisition. I thought it was going to be a great move for the Mets. I even gave him, like, BT and I were arguing about this a couple weeks ago. He's like, Helsley's toast, whatever. And I'm like, dude, it's been six outings, whatever it was. And now, obviously, I mean, you look at the numbers. He's given up, what, 12 runs or something, 11 outings? It's been ridiculous. You can't be worse than Helsley's been. Doesn't mean he'll never figure it out. We went through this with Devin Williams, although I think this is a lot worse. My issue is that the guy throws 101 miles an hour. He's not getting it by anybody. So you could throw it as hard as you want. When you throw it as straight as an arrow like he does, clearly it can be hit or at the very least fouled off to a point where you try to throw a secondary pitch and then he can't throw that for a strike. That's a major issue. And now, whatever shred of confidence Helsley had left, it's gone. And we're not in the business of repatching or repairing the fragile psyche of a player. Not with 30 games to go, you're not. And the Mets can talk about all they want. They don't have that luxury. Season's almost over here. You're fighting for a playoff spot. You're fighting for the division. You can't be worried about Ryan Helsley. Unfortunately, he's not getting the job done. Tell me a situation that the Mets should feel comfortable pitching Ryan Helsley in from now on with 30 games to go. He's in the Montas Club. I don't want to see him. At least with Helsley, you feel like maybe there's potential he could get a turnaround, but he just had a clean inning two nights ago, and then you have him go out there last night and do that. Like, I think he might be able to be useful at some point over this final 30-game stretch. The idea of ever trusting him in a big spot again, I just don't think you can. I think it's over. The BT and Sal Show on the Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of these New York Mets that we're talking about here. Hey, but they have won two straight against the Phils, working their way back into the division, and everybody's excited. Looking to go out there tonight, see if they can finish the job and get the sweep done. We are here live at the Salt Shack on Long Island, hanging out with Surfside for the day. Come by and say hello. Jerry Recco on his way here after he just did the morning show with Willie. Fun day in store for you. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the phones here on the Mets. Owen is calling from Connecticut. What's up, Owen?
What's going on, Sal? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it. What's up?
Just chatting about the Mets bullpen here. Obviously, you know, talk about Helsley's just not feeling it. He's just not it right now. I'm kind of getting the vibes with, you know, how David Peterson saved that game against the Brewers last year. What do you think about Tyler McGill coming back and taking that eighth inning role?
Yeah, I don't love that idea. It's not a bad one, Owen, and thank you for the call. I mean, look, the Mets are going to have to get creative here. So boil it down to exactly what Stern said. And that's why I've been calling for them to call up, you know, dating back to before McLain came up, McLain, Sproat, Tong. I mean, this is going on for weeks. We've been saying the same thing. And I am not like everybody else because, Yankee fans, Spencer Jones. You know, Met fans, whether it's last year, Vientos or Alvarez, like everybody, Beatty, bring all these guys up. Bring them all up now. I am the exact opposite of that. So when I'm asking for them to call up somebody, it's with good reason, not just because I want to see the new shiny toy that we know nothing about from the minor league system. There was reason to want to see Sproat, McLain, Tong. Twofold. Number one, because those guys, especially McLain and Tong, who are the first two up here, Sproat's still not here, those two guys have earned a look, combined with the fact that the Mets need it. It's an area of need. Like, they got to a point where it was just desperation. Hey, I understand that it may be too soon to call up Tom. There's a risk that you're taking there. It's a risk the Mets have to take. I'd rather take that risk based off of his dominance and their need and have him fall flat on his face than not have him come up here at all. You cannot sit on that type of weapon. Same thing with McLain. They pushed it, finally bring him up. Look what he's done to the rotation in just two starts. Doesn't mean it's going to continue. It means that they had no choice but to go to these guys. It's not just for me, one size fits all. Bring him up. I think a lot of people do that. I'm not one of them. This was a unique circumstance. You just felt that the time was right. They needed it. The players performed as such. They're desperate. Give it a shot. And they're now doing that. Now, with that being said, back to your Tyler McGill point, I am not a fan of Tyler McGill. I would not trust him in a big spot ever. You want to tell me he could be a useful piece at some point down the stretch? Maybe. I'm looking to have the best pitchers on the roster, period. Worry about how you use them after you assemble the best pitchers on the roster. Does Tyler McGill really fit one of those roles? I know Montas wouldn't. He's on there, obviously, because of the money or whatever that he's making. Fine. That's why the Mets keeping him. Otherwise, you cut him. Stanek, Reed Garrett got hurt, so obviously he could go on the IL, and you could avoid having to send him down, whatever it may be. I'm looking to get the best arms on this roster and then figure out how to use them. Maybe McGill can work himself into that conversation. For me, I'd rather go to Sproat before I would go to Tyler McGill. I'd rather use Tong in a high-leverage situation out of the bullpen, although maybe he's going to take over as a main piece in this rotation. We'll see what happens on Friday night. Rob is in Oyster Bay. What's up, Rob?
How's it going, man?
Good, Rob. How are you?
Good, man. See what happens when the Mets play good baseball? You buy tickets. I bought tickets for tonight. I'm about to see Cowboy Ohtani. But you hit it on the head, the bullpen, bro. Ryan Helsley, man, that was a great acquisition, like you said, but he just doesn't have it. Doesn't have the swing and miss stuff. I do like Tyler McGill in the eighth inning or even in the bullpen because I like Brandon Sproul in the rotation eventually when he comes up. But I don't know. I don't know how you feel about Sproul coming out of the pen. But, yeah, they need to figure it out and get creative, like you said.
Well, they move. Thanks for the call, Rob. Enjoy the game tonight. Yeah, fans are excited. That's what I was saying before. I have a hard time. How come I was fighting so many of y'all for 3 weeks here? Team is wretched. Team stinks. This team's awful. They're going nowhere. And now all of a sudden, two measly wins against the Phillies while also showing significant flaws in those two wins, and everybody's back. Like, you're ignoring the same things that you were calling up ripping the team about just because they won these games. It's not always about the result. It's not about the result. As somebody who's maintained the even keel for the most part with the Mets, you have to acknowledge that the closer we get to the end of the season, the bigger their flaws become, especially when you talk about a potential ace and an eighth inning guy. Those are two of the most important reasons that you would have success in the postseason. Their ace is Sean Manaea. He can't go more than four innings. That's a major freaking problem. Their eighth inning weapon, Helsley, was their biggest trade deadline acquisition. He's been a total bust. Like, we're talking Billy Taylor territory. Look him up for you youngins. Look up Billy Taylor. You remember him off, Billy Taylor?
No.
Okay, they traded for Billy Taylor. He was a great closer with the A's. He came to the Mets, what was that, 98, 99, something like that? He was awful. Maybe it was even 2000. I forget. Nah, maybe it was 99. Anyway, point is, look him up. He was awful. And he was supposed to be great. I mean, Helsley was their prized acquisition at the trade deadline. Not Cedric Mullins. Yeah, Tyler Rogers is good. Helsley was the move. Luckily for them that they still have some options. Soto, Rayleigh. Like right now, I always would go by, if you go to the bullpen, I would go a triangle of trust you'd want. The way that bullpens have evolved and the way that starters don't go deep anymore, forget the Mets specifically for a second, you have to go more than the triangle of trust and you kind of go to a square. The Mets then, at the deadline, went and built themselves a bullpen where they had five guys that you could trust. Diaz, Rogers, Rayleigh, Soto, and Helsley. Well, now it's down to four, which is still serviceable. If you get five or six innings from your starting pitchers. That's a big if. Soto, Rayleigh, Diaz, Rogers. That's it. Tell me the other arm you trust out of there. Could it be Sproat? I don't know. Sproat's one outing out of the bullpen this year in the minor leagues didn't go very well. Now, does that translate? I have no idea what that means. Maybe it doesn't mean anything. It's worth a look, and maybe Tyler McGill will be worth a look. Here's the problem. There's no margin for error here. Whether you talk about the division, whether you talk about a playoff spot, like this is not a time to be evaluating and learning about guys. You're just going to throw Tyler McGill to the fire in the eighth inning? With a one-run lead? Not me. I'm not. It's the square of trust for me. That's it. Square of trust or bust. Diaz, Rogers, Rayleigh, Soto. Not Stanek. Not Garrett if he were healthy. That's it. Now, maybe Tong or Sproat could earn their way in there. Again, I don't know how they're going to use Tong. Obviously, he's going to start on Friday. Maybe he's a mainstay there starting. Maybe they figure they can use him out of the pen eventually. But for now, there's only four guys that I would trust. Back to your calls in a little bit. 888-808-1019.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.